When David Backus was growing up playing youth hockey in Spring Lake Park, Minnesota, he probably could not have imagined where the game of hockey would eventually take it. The kid would be a finalist for Mr. Hockey in high school, go on to star at Minnesota Mankato in college hockey, play 15 years in the National Hockey League. And, oh, by the way, he also represented his country twice in the Winter Olympics, winning a silver one time. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for all the connection info you need to help support the show at WWIB.com. David Backus knew that you can't outskate time. And in early September, he officially retired from the National Hockey League, from professional hockey. Well, David is with me today, and good to have him back on S&C. Just a few weeks now into retirement. David, how you feeling about it?
It's going well. Loving that I'm able to bring my kids to school and be home when they are done and, you know, kind of turn that page a little bit, although it seems to still have some requirements in retirement, even with a few appearances, which I'm humbled that people still want to know what I have to say and to see my face. So that's all been really a nice part of this transition.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk to me, David, about the process of letting go of this game that you played competitively since you were a kid.
Well, I think my last 2 years, when role diminishes and you start going through some of the healthy scratches and some of the other hardships of kind of seeing yourself get phased out, I think that's a blinking light that says, you know, get ready because the end is near. And as much as that's a big helping of humble pie that you have to eat from a proud career, I think it also just led me down this road of, hey, you know, what are things that you want to do before your time's up in this game? And I was able to do most of those things and just, you know, really enjoy those last couple of years for everything they brought, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, yeah. So when you knew your time in the NHL was coming to an end, that last year in Anaheim, were you able to kind of, I don't know, slow things down, make some mental photographs or videos you played that you could take with you?
I did. I think that was really the last year, you know, it was COVID plagued, where there was a lot of the things that, you know, playing the game so fun of camaraderie with the guys and being able to get together with guys away from the rink and have the ladies with us and get families together. None of that was there. So you were kind of, your team atmosphere was at time at the rink and enjoying that. And, you know, when you're not playing, it can be a grind and mentally draining, but when you have a little perspective that you're not going to be able to do this forever and this might be, you know, the last year, all of a sudden all those things that were mundane or drags, you're like, I should enjoy this. And not that it was easy, but to just have appreciation each day to have, you know, that experience in the NHL.
Yeah, yeah. Did the COVID season with no crowds at the games, all those protocols, testing, that kind of thing, hurdles you had to jump over, did that kind of accelerate the decision to hang it up?
Not a ton. I think, you know, the league's back to mostly normal this year, other than guys being tested still and a few guys being out with COVID. I think it was just more of 37 in hockey years is like 105 in normal years. So I was playing on borrowed time already and could kind of see that the next generation was coming in and I was being phased out. And again, I've got so much to be grateful for through my career and opportunities I was given and memories that I have from my time playing. So I just think it all felt right on top of having two kids that I missed a lot of their milestones and events. And now, you know, if I'm going to miss one, it's my own doing and not because of a job I have. So for me, I want to be present for all of those things. And, you know, you start to do some benefit cost, you know, analysis of what is my real chance to get another job. If I do get another job, you know, is it worth grinding out another year? How often am I playing? How is my health, my physical health, my mental health, and being able to just say all signs are pointing to turning this page and, you know, really looking back with nothing but gratitude for all that it brought for us over the years.
Yeah. You said the game got younger and faster on you. In that final season at Anaheim, did you have to kind of draw more and more on your experience, your savvy, to keep you competitive?
Yeah, I think that's probably a normal curve for athletes as they get older and their bodies slow down a little bit, that they need to draw on some of that experience and their knowledge to not take shortcuts, but to be ahead of the game from a anticipation standpoint rather than just a reaction and being able to make up a little ground. You got to be sharp and keen and know what's coming already. And I was able to do that a bit. But some of these guys, the way that they fly around, and it's just remarkable. The skill sets that an 18, 19-year-old kid comes into the NHL with now is certainly they can do things that I've never been able to even think about.
Yeah, game's getting younger for sure. All right, David, we're out of time for today's show, but let's get you back. I'd love to reconnect, talk more about the years in the NHL. Maybe next time talk about the punishment your body's gone through and the next phases of your life and what God has planned for you. David Backus, 37 years of age, 15 years in the National Hockey League. It's been fun to have you on the show. God bless you. Have a great day.
Have a great week.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.